I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Sunday regarding the Iran nuclear deal, if the United States leaves the nuclear agreement, you will soon see that they will regret it like never before in history. Now, as Reuters' David Doyle reports, other world powers are reacting.
Analysts and officials have told Reuters that if America withdraws, then Iranian hardliners are waiting in the wings to bring the relatively moderate Rouhani to heel and constrain his ability to open Iran up to the West. But even more dire consequences were also raised on Sunday. In an interview with Germany's Der Spiegel, French President Emmanuel Macron said war could ensue from the ashes of the Iran deal. France, along with Germany and Britain, remains committed to the nuclear deal, which saw Iran agree to curb its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. But Trump has said unless his European allies can rectify what he sees as flaws in the accord, then he will refuse to extend such sanctions relief.
Reuters' David Doyle. A powerful bomb ripped through a crowded mosque in southeastern Afghanistan, killing at least 12 worshippers and wounding 33 others. The attack came hours after unknown gunmen in a northern Afghan region kidnapped seven engineers, mostly Indian nationals. The mosque bombing occurred in Khost province, which borders Pakistan. The death toll is expected to rise. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the violence. Hassan Iqbal, Pakistan's federal interior minister, survived an assassination attempt Sunday in the central Punjab province. Police confirmed the attack, saying the minister sustained a bullet injury in his right shoulder. Iqbal was quickly taken to a nearby hospital for treatment, where doctors described his condition as stable. He was shot at twice while he was getting in his vehicle after attending a public meeting. This is VOA News. The beginning of Russian President Vladimir Putin's fourth term was met with lots of opposition Saturday as protesters filled the streets of Moscow and 90 other Russian cities. Joining the protesters was a widely known opposition leader.
The protests were organized in cities across Russia by opposition leader Alexei Navalny as a symbol of defiance. Rallying under the slogan, "He is not a czar to us," protesters took digs at President Vladimir Putin's continued hold on power just 2 days before the Russian leader is set to take the oath of office for another six-year term. In Moscow's downtown Pushkin Square, thousands of Russians chanted, "Putin is a thief and down with the Tsar." Navalny himself saw little of Saturday's protests. He was taken away by police just minutes after he arrived at the square and was later charged with inciting an unauthorized rally. Charles Maines, VOA News, Moscow.
For a second day, there's been violence in Indian Kashmir. Five rebels and five civilians were killed in the Himalayan region, while dozens more were injured during anti-Indian protests. The rebels, who included a university professor, were killed in a gun battle when police surrounded their hideout. The civilians died when security forces fired tear gas and bullets to control a large crowd that turned out in the streets in a show of support for the militants. Voters in Lebanon are heading to the polls Sunday for the first parliamentary election in 9 years. Security concerns have postponed the vote several times. The main competition is between the Western-backed coalition of Prime Minister Saad Hariri's Future Movement Party and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group. 86 women are running for seats in Lebanon's 128-member parliament that is equally divided between Muslims and Christians. Australia's bid to join the rapidly growing space industry will receive a multi-million-dollar boost. Most developed countries, including New Zealand, have agencies dedicated to promoting industries in space. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Australia is entering the race into space late compared to other developed nations. The National Aeronautics Space Administration, the US civilian space program, was set up in 1958, while the Canadian Space Agency was formed in 1989. The United Kingdom Space Agency aims to capture 10% of the global space market by 2030. Australia currently doesn't have rockets that can transport satellites into orbit, nor does it have any launch capabilities. However, the rapid advance of technology and reusable rockets have drastically cut the cost of doing business in space.
That's Phil Mercer reporting for VOA News in Sydney. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
News. It's VOA with all the latest hits.